Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is J.R. Robinson. Once again, I'd like to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotica. This is a podcast where I talk about relationships, love, sex, and everything else, all from my perspective. And as always, let me say thanks to everyone who listens to the podcast. My topic for tonight is delicious desires. What's your favorite foods reveal about your sex life? You know, we all have our own favorite foods, but what do they really say about us and sex? In tonight's episode, I'd like to look at the hidden desires that lurk below the surface, from the kind of foods that we enjoy eating to the kind of connections we crave in the bedroom. Also, my question tonight is, what is your sexual life expectancy? So please, go ahead and chill, relax, and I'll be right back with the question of the night. Alright, so my question tonight is, what is your sexual life expectancy? Have you ever wondered how long it would be before you found your partner unattractive? Have you thought about what factors impact the length of your sexual partnership? I want to take a look at the scientific and psychological lenses through which we can understand our own sex life. I'm gonna say timeline, and not only ours but our partners as well. From the power of touch to the impact of what society dictates as normal. The sex timeline of a relationship is infinite. It can be forever. You can keep stroking that spark and igniting the passion for as long as you are in love. And your connection grows stronger. So does your sexual desire for one another. So as your connection grows strong, so does your desire for your partner. And the reason for this is because it has no bounds and it only continues to grow. Relationships are a journey of lifelong discovery. They often start with strong feelings of romance and desires, but can develop into something much more powerful. Your timeline is like a measure of how long you can remain sexually satisfied in a relationship. Knowing this helps you identify your boundaries with your partner, where it ensures that both you and your partner needs are being met, and ultimately, it encourages a deeper connection and a more fulfilling experience for both of you. If you ever wondered what your timeline is, you're not alone. With the average life timeline increasing over the age, many people are curious to know how long they can expect to be sexually active. Your sex timeline will depend on a number of factors such as your age, your gender, lifestyle, and health. So, generally speaking, people who live, live a healthy lifestyle and have a healthy body are more likely to have a longer sexual life expectancy than those who don't. Age plays a large role in sexual timeline, as sexual activity tends to decrease with age. This is because when we age, our body undergoes, changes that can affect our sex life. For example, when it comes to us as men, we experience a decrease in testosterone as we age, which will impact our sex drive. Women, on the other hand, also experience a decrease in estrogen, and I've heard vaginal lubrication, which can make sex, for lack of a better word, it's not enjoyable. When there's no lubrication down there, you might want to stop until you can add some lube or something like that, because it's not going to be a good feeling. neither one of you are going to be satisfied. Now, when it comes to lifestyle, people who are more active, you know, who eat a balanced diet or who get plenty of exercise are likely to have higher sex life expectancies than those who sit on the couch and flip the channels. Also, people who drink alcohol, smoke, and do drugs, oh yeah, they're going to experience a decrease in their sex activity due to the negative effect that those substances can have on the body. Finally, overall health plays a huge role in your sex timeline. Those who have like a chronic illness such as diabetes, heart issues, cancer, or other health conditions may find it difficult to engage in sex activities. Also, medication and treatment can, I think medication and treatment for certain conditions may also affect your sex timeline. And although there's no true one-size-fits-all answer to the question, there are some steps to take to increase your sexual life expectancy. Like I said earlier, it's like having a balanced diet, getting regular exercise, avoiding unhealthy lifestyle habits are key to maintaining a healthy sex life. And one thing you need to do as a couple, or if you're just starting out, is communicate openly with your partner. Be open and honest with your partner about your health issues and concerns that can help you ensure that both of you are comfortable and happy with your sex life. Be honest. Don't. If you got something going on, let your partner know. Let them go to the doctor so they can, you know, speak with the doctor and get a true understanding of what's going on with you. Because in the long run, you might need that person to be on point and help take care of you. And on that note, I'll be right back with my topic of the night. Alright, so my topic of the night is delicious desires. What your favorite food reveals about your sex life. Are you a steak and potato person? Or do you prefer the luxurious indulgence of creamy desserts? Your choice may offer insight into how you approach your intimate moments. Spicy food tend to be adventurous and of a bold nature. People who eat spicy food are unafraid to take risks and try new exciting things. People who gravitate towards sweets are usually romantic with a heightened sensitivity, which they're always looking for something special. Whether it's, you know, salty snacks, gooey fruits, or savory casserole, there's a perfect dish for your inner desires. So let your taste buds guide you to uncover new heights of pleasure. Examine the relationship between food and sexuality. The relationship between these two is, I would say, complex and multifaceted. Food can have a powerful influence on sexual desire, arousal, and satisfaction. Eating certain foods can increase the libido, while others can have a negative effect. Foods like oysters and chocolates are considered aphrodisiacs due to the perceived ability to increase sexual arousal. However, food can be used to explore different kinds of sexuality, such as BDSM and role-playing. The taste, the smell, and texture of food can be used as a form of sensual exploration. And finally, food can be used as a form of communication between sexual partners. Sharing a meal can be a way to express feelings of love and intimacy. The science between food and sex. When it comes to food and sex, science has uncovered some tantalizing findings that make the excitement even hotter. Studies have revealed that intriguing details about how hormones and neurotransmitters and other sense of taste interacts to give us a sensual experience that's unparalleled. For our brain to respond to certain flavors, to what food drives us wild. Delve into the scientific evidence of an explosive journey into pleasure. Neurochemical connection between food and sex. Let's get one thing straight. When it comes to feeling pleasure, food and sex are intertwined in the most delicious way. Here's why. Both activities release the same happy hormone, dopamine. That rush of happiness you get when you eat something delicious. The same feeling that lights up your brain when you make love, when you have sex. They also share other neurochemicals like oxytocin, which facilitates that fuzzy feeling that you get when it comes to bonding and the connection. So the next time you're looking for a little different bit of indulgence, remember, whether it's in the kitchen or the bedroom, delights await. Ways to connect food and sex. When it comes to both of these, the possibilities are endless. From smothering looks over a romantic dinner for two, to bedroom-inspired desserts that leave you wanting more. There's nothing quite like connecting food and sex for an unforgettable experience. Spice things up with a sultry game of blindfold taste testing. Tantalize each other with exotic flavors or share a dessert in a way that brings out the best in both your appetite. Whether it's a casual night in or even a luxury, food and sex have a sensual synergy that will leave you feeling satisfied. Tips for experiment with food and sex. Ready to take your dinner and bedroom game up a notch? Let's face it, the longer you've been in a relationship, the more likely things have gotten a bit stale. So come up with an idea like combining two of life's greatest pleasures, food and sex. Experiment with both can be a great way to keep things exciting and delicious. What you want to do is start small. Try something basic, spicing up the kitchen first. Prepare a traditional meal, but add something unexpected like exotic spices or aphrodisiac ingredients like truffles. Or surprise your partner by displaying your culinary skills in the bedroom. Slather them up with whipped cream or chocolate syrup and slowly lick it off. Ooh. It's been a while since I used some whipped cream. Moving to a more daring behavior. Experiment with temperature play. Test out different temperatures on different parts of your body. Drizzle melt butter over your shoulder blades for warmth, or ice cubes and other sensitive areas for icy chill. And don't forget about the edible body paint. It comes in all kinds of flavor. First time I ever heard of edible body paint. Now I've heard of edibles, but I never heard of the paint. Wow, that's different. Remember, whatever you decide to do, communication is key. Talk about what you're comfortable with before you start experimenting, and enjoy devouring each other as you explore new flavors and sensations together. Bon appetit. How to make food a part of your sex life. I'm going to wrap this up. Food can ignite your senses like nothing else, and it makes sex even more magical. Delicious smells, luscious textures, and tempting flavors heighten all five senses and create an unforgettable experience that will ignite any bedroom. combine the two together, and you'll have a recipe for one truly explosive night. So why not make full a part of your sexual journey and explore the many ways that you can enrich your sex life. You'll be sure to find something delicious to eat. And on that note, I'm going to wrap it up. This was a very short podcast. Just came across my desk today. Someone sent it to me about foods. And I think I did something early in the year about chocolate and wine. So this was, it wasn't on the same page, but it was similar. But I was talking about different foods and, you know, well, this time I want to talk about different foods like oysters and truffles. I don't care for truffles. Well, I don't care for oysters. And truffles I haven't had yet, so I think I want to try that. There's a lot of hype about truffles. And I want to see what was the big thing about them, you know. For me, chocolate is like the number one go-to, you know. I can remember years ago, I was with someone and we was in the Marriott and they had those big shrimps or prawns. And we had prawns and I think we had a bottle of wine. So after I ate the prawns was good. So I didn't swallow those things. I think it was like 12. So I may have ate, I think I had about 8. And she had 4. And then I had a Kit Kat. Put the Kit Kat with the... I ate the Kit Kat a little bit after I ate the prawn. Oh, girl, looking. She started to look like a big-ass prawn. Man, I was like... that was very... there was a little romance in that. It wasn't all sexual. It was romantic, you know. But certain things about that chocolate and wine, and then added the shrimp with it, you know, that did something to me. So there's something about sex and food that just go hand in hand, you know. So when the person sent this to me, I just said, I'll go ahead and, you know, go ahead and do it, because it's been a while since I had a conversation about food and sex. So, you know. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're out here taking care of yourselves. Continue to listen to the podcast. Continue to support. I appreciate it. You know, like, subscribe, and share. You know, be safe. Take care of yourselves. And if there's anything you want me to talk about, hit me up at whenhespeakserotica@gmail. Anything you want to talk about, you know, as long as you're respectable, I'll listen. You know what I mean? And check out the book, Heart Seduction, J.R. Robinson. Amazon, Google Play Store, Barnes & Noble's, Heart Seduction. It don't cost that much. Put it in your stocking. Christmas. And on that note, man, y'all take care of yourselves, and I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.